I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Global stock markets were down Tuesday after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Monday pledged a 25% tariff on all products from Mexico and Canada from his first day in office, and an additional 10% tariff on goods from China, citing illegal immigration and the trade of illicit drugs. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The threatened new tariff would appear to violate the terms of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade, which took effect in 2020 after Trump signed it into law. The president-elect also accused China of not taking strong enough action to stop the flow of illicit drugs crossing the border into the U.S. from Mexico. He said his government would impose an additional 10% tariff on goods from the country as a result. Trump has previously pledged to end China's most favored nation trading status and slap tariffs on Chinese imports in excess of 60%, much higher than those imposed during his first term. Economists say that Trump's overall tariff plans would push U.S. import duty rates back up to 1930s era levels, stoke inflation, collapse U.S.-China trade, draw retaliation, and drastically reorder supply chains.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell called on Israel to agree Tuesday to a ceasefire with a Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, saying there were no more excuses. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting in Italy of the Group of Seven, or G7, foreign ministers, Borrell said a ceasefire is absolutely necessary for civilians displaced by several months of intensified fighting along the Israeli-Lebanon border.
Let's hope that today Netanyahu government will approve the ceasefire agreement proposed by the U.S. and France. No more excuses, no more additional requests. Stop this fighting, stop killing people, and let's start thinking on peace.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Italy Tuesday for the meeting of the G7 foreign ministers as his tenure as the top U.S. diplomat begins to wind down. During a joint news conference with his Italian counterpart, Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, Blinken noted significant issues on which the U.S. and its G7 partners find common ground.
Our countries are standing together, along with other partners, to deal with the ongoing Russian aggression against Ukraine. We're standing together to deal with some of the challenges posed by China. We're standing together in looking to bring a sustainable, lasting peace in the Middle East. We're standing together in looking to what we can do to address the needs and the interests of the global majority countries.
Prior to the summit, G7 leaders reiterated a pledge to keep imposing severe costs on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, export controls, and other measures, and vowed to support Kyiv for as long as it takes. Italy holds the 2024 rotating presidency of the G7, which, along with the U.S., also includes Canada, Japan, France, Germany, and Britain. Philippine authorities on Tuesday served a subpoena to Vice President Sara Duterte, inviting her to answer investigators' questions after she publicly threatened to have the president assassinated if she herself were killed in an unspecified plot. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. described Duterte's threat as a criminal plot and vowed to uphold the rule of law. The police and the military immediately boosted Marcos's security. Duterte said her remarks were not a threat, but an expression of concern over her own safety. Subpoena ordered Duterte to appear before the National Bureau of Investigation on Friday to shed light on the investigation. Duterte said she was willing to be investigated, but demanded the Marcos administration respond to her questions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday falls on Thursday this week, and it's traditionally the biggest travel week of the year for the nation. This year, an airport strike, staff shortages, and weather could make a busy week that much more difficult. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water reports.
Most holiday travelers are heading to their destinations by car, according to AAA. For those who are getting on a plane, they may be delayed by airline staffing shortages. At Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina, several hundred workers participated in a work stoppage to protest low wages. There's an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers that's expected to last for years. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker said last week that staff will have to slow air traffic as needed. The TSA expects to screen more than 18 million travelers at U.S. airports between today and next Monday. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday falls traditionally on the fourth Thursday of every November. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.